The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat for a moment. If matter is just hang around, because I'll just flow as God just put it in my heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Eko Marandash. Melondra Dekia Krombetea. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If I'm not bringing these things to your notice, says the Lord, to excite you, it is because my plan and my agenda for this hour is to bring more men into the kingdom. And I'm recruiting you to become part of it, says the Lord. It will spread like wildfire. It will touch many nations. It will touch many cities. It will start with people you never expected. They'll be recruited into this force that God is raising. So I'm bringing these thoughts in your heart, says the Lord, because it's actually part of my global agenda. So I'm calling on you, says the Lord, to become part of the job I'm doing. Because hell has enlarged this coast to take more men. And that's why I must be on this business of recruitment and act very fast. That we will see men torn from darkness into light. So I'm inviting you to become part of my plan and part of my agenda. And I've empowered you for this. And if you need more, I have more. If only you will rise and go, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's heating up this evening. Have you been blessed already? I told you, I didn't really plan to preach. I'll just flow as God leads me. As God leads me. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The nations are coming to Jesus. The heathens are coming to Jesus. I see shrines being burned up. I see owners of shrines surrendering those shrines for you to come burn them up. I see it in the spirit as I'm talking. I see shrines being burned up. The nations are coming to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I see shrines being burned up. I see meetings where people remove their charms on their waist and are handing it over to you. I see nations coming to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I see cults coming to Jesus. I see meetings in our different centers where people are renouncing their cults. I see the nations coming to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see the Muslim camps invaded. Invaded with light. Invaded with light. I see you ministering to your keke driver. I see many people coming to Jesus while on transit. I see this in the spirit. I see this in the spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see some key figures getting born again. Some key figures in certain camps, and I see this in the Holy Ghost. Some key figures in certain camps. In a certain hood where people are rough, I see their kingpins coming to Jesus. And through them, many more will flow in. I see it happening. I see the most celebrated one among the drug guys. He's the one receiving Jesus first. And from there, doors will open for others to flow in. I see key figures. That's what the Lord said to me. Key figures. I see the captain of the court receiving Jesus. I see the most trusted assassin they have receiving Jesus. I see the nations coming to the Lord. I see the kingdoms of this world and of His Christ. Becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. I see it in the Spirit. I see it in the Spirit. I see it in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see politicians. Coming to Jesus in truth. Not to campaign. Coming to Jesus. I see it in the Spirit. And I see it. And what I'm hearing in my heart, Lord said, my zeal will perform it. The zeal of the Lord will perform it. Many of you, the Lord will put His burden. That is zeal in your heart. You will run like Jehu. Because Babylon is fallen. Jezebel is sitting on the dust. I see it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's like a HK. HK. Where your whole boy is gathered to do their things. We got in there. The key figures came to Jesus. I saw it. And they followed you. I saw it in the Spirit. Ooh, darkness is invaded. I see it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nations are coming to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands. Just pray in the Holy Ghost while you are sitting or standing anywhere. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I just can't seem to get into my notes yet. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I see this in, listen, in Jesus' name. I see this. I'm just going to do what. I see this in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. When you were younger as a Christian, the Lord has been showing me that picture. Come. When you were younger as a Christian, you went on a mission walk. And a certain witch doctor, native doctor, received Jesus and handed over that shrine to you to burn. Look at what the Lord said, I should say. That stuff that happened is actually a point at what God will do. There is a ministry that God will show you. That picture has been playing in my heart for over 1 week now. He said, I allow that happen in your early days for you to know that in that there is something. But I see. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, just pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. The Lord will show you more things. He will show you more things concerning what I just spoke about.
He will show you more things. He will show you more things. He will show you more things. He will. He will explain it to you. I didn't want to get into details. The Lord said, stop. I will explain it to him. He will explain it to you. He will show you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see the nations come to Jesus. I see the cities collapse into him. Oh, yes. Ay, 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 ay. Robeten Krabataya. Listen to this. You know, the verse has been ringing in my head. I've been wondering what concerns this verse with what I'm actually doing. That's Psalm 74 verse 20. See, the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. I've been wondering what's the concern. Said, have the spirit of your covenant, O God, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitation of cruelty. I've been turning it over in my head. The Lord said, many of us are going to get into those dark places, those wicked zones. That's why the Lord asked me to bring this teaching this weekend about the power of God. Many of you are going to get to those wicked zones, those dark places that are full of habitation of cruelty. God will send some of you to that place. Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But there's no need to fear. Hallelujah. There's no need to fear. There's no need to fear. Are you getting the point? Jesus, the light of the world, is the hope of all creation. Redeemer and mighty one, King of kings, is the Lord of lords. But now I see an evil under the sun. I'm doing this song for a reason. Something wrong in the house of the king. I see the sons of Zion sell down in captivity. For their servants ride up on a horse. There are many of you that the Lord will put it in your hearts. There are a lot of cold believers around you. You've got to go wake them up. I get what I'm saying. I see it happening. A lot of people are just lousing about. Wake them up. There's no need to fear. Some of them, because some of them are going to those dark places. The dark place of earth filled with the habitation of cruelty. Some of you are going there. And I was telling them when we were driving home, how we went to a village where there were, I don't want to exaggerate, but at least 85% ladies initiated into witchcraft in the village. Yeah. There are places you can literally call the habitation of cruelty. Or some of you will be sent to those places. Some of you are already in those areas. Some of you are living in areas where you turn left is a God's guy. You turn right, they are killing people. That is okay. The Lord is putting you there for a reason. You mustn't keep shots. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You turn here, they are smoking. You turn here, they are doing. God, there's nothing to be afraid. Because I'm hearing that verse in my spirit. He said, have respect to your covenant, O God. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty. And I'm saying to the Lord, what is this with what I'm teaching on? The Lord says, some people are going there. Some of you has positioned you there. So you look around, it's like, where did I find myself? Where did I pack into like this? What kind of place is this? Everybody's just going crazy. It's like our pack house. We are the light of the world. We are a city that is set on a hill. We are the salt of the earth, streams from the river of joy. But no man ever lights a candle, only to keep it in a hidden place. We are here on earth for a plan and a reason. Do me. When God puts you there, it's to go and dominate. It's not to go and mingle. One of my pastors was mentioning to me,
he told me about some things the Lord told him, and he told me, he said, you know, fathers don't mingle. When God says you to dominate, you don't go there to mingle. I'm not saying you quarrel with them, but you don't get there to mingle. No, you don't need to mingle to dominate. Are you following what I'm talking about? You can interact, but you have to dominate. Dominate is not make more money. That's what I'm saying. They should come to Jesus. Drag them. Mentor all those boys. Mentor all those girls. That's what I'm saying. Mentor all those. Some of you are working in place. The kind of work you do, we demand that you interact with people that smoke and misbehave. But some of you that are civil engineers and all of that, you work in sites where people that come there are just, you know, now you know how it is. Mentor those boys. That's the point. We are here on earth for a plan and a reason. And dominion is our call. We are not rats that run in a hopeless race. But we are lions in a winning race. We have power over all the power of the enemies. The devils are defeated for. Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden. Come drink in the waters of life. The word of the Lord is a weapon, my friend. And of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Listen, many of you will raise Adulam Caves. That's not a ministry. I'm not saying you're going to start a ministry. Adulam Caves, what the Lord showed me. You know what an Adulam Cave is? David stayed and people began to gather to him. People who were worthless. Some of you will see a lot of worthless boys and girls come around. Yeah. God doesn't light a candle and hide it. He puts you there so that you can shine. Yeah. So that you can shine. So that time you look here, that smoking, look here, that drinking, look here. Just laugh. And just tell yourself, we are here on earth for a plan and a reason. Dominion. That's why you keep. That's why. Where else would God put you? Where else will He put you? And many of you, I say this prophetically by the Holy Ghost, not to steer ambition. Many of you are in some areas where you are now, and God puts you there. Actually, it's an exam you're writing. That's some of you that God has planned to send to different nations and places. There's a reason you are where you are now. I'm not saying to stay ambition or anything, but I'm telling you, two of those places you are supposed to, God just sets that small so that you can coordinate those boys, get them to Jesus, not to mingle with them. Because in the next 3 years, the next 4 years, there is somewhere you are going. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's where you're going to. So when you say to the Lord, send those to the nations, He can tell his angels, we can send that one. Don't skip around. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I remember what I was saying. You go with the demonstration of the spirits, casting out devils. Oh, I wish we can hear those stories again. And I know we will. We may receive their dead back to life. By faith, they stop the mouth of lions. We're going to hear those things again. They quench the violence of fire. That's Hebrew 11. Give me that verse. Hebrew 11, 32. By faith, ego baranda. Le kuku bereke ke banto lakaya. What shall I must say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. Who through faith subdued kingdom. That is my story. Who through faith subdued kingdom, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness you are made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women receive their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, but they didn't accept deliverance. Yeah, they didn't say, this is our passing through, we're running away. You will get there no matter what happens. We are here not to cower, we are here to take dominion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your seat. You know, I'm talking about demonstrating the power of God this weekend. And indeed, I was telling you why you need to minimize distraction, right? That's why we stopped. Cut off distraction. You know, this is I'm sharing with you tonight. Is why you should actually want to be more with the power of God. Because there is a lot to be done. There's a lot to be done. You know, I was discussing with my wife when we were coming out, just before we came out. You know, and I'm going to say this so that some of you can really wake up. There is a battle for, there's a fight of the devil for the lives of young people. I have observed, and I'm saying this not to insult you, but please pay attention. There is hardly any family you go to today that does not have one guy who is either a Yahoo boy, or who is smoking, or who is drinking, or who is having mental problem because of drugs. There is hardly any family. I feel what I'm saying. That's why some of your loved ones who are around, please, these are not the days to say, you know, I just want you to make your choice. Anything you decide is fine. It is not fine. There are some you have to drag. Drag them in prayer. When you are done dragging them, carry them on your head. I feel what I'm saying. There is hardly any family you go to today. And I'm a pastor, I interact with some of you. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have spoken to me about it personally. Is that you are seeing drugs or you are seeing this? There is hardly any family you get to today, and there is no one guy or one girl that the parents are weeping over. And that's why you need to see what is happening. That's why you cannot just, you have to wake up. God puts you there for a reason. Are you following me? We must hit this earth. We must hit this world with the gospel of Jesus. And with the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I will share two things with you tonight. Maybe three. That will help you. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about demonstrating the power of God. That will help you. In the morning, we looked at you staying on the word. Remember that? Staying, that's in knowledge, then staying on the word, then minimizing carnalities. Then I'm going to talk to you. I'm already talking about it. One major way to see massive demonstration of the power of God is to be in active ministry. If you are actively preaching the gospel, you will see power in demonstration much more. You know, there's a story, that's Acts chapter 6. We read about, verse 3, we read about some deacons that were picked, 7 of them. Notice what was said concerning them. He said, let us pick men of honest report, right? Men full of the Holy Ghost. So the guys they were picking, we are of honest report. The guys they were picking, we are full of the Holy Ghost. The guys they were picking, we are full of wisdom. And they picked them to share food. After they picked them, by the time we get to verse 7, we saw Philip. Okay, verse 8 rather. Stephen, a man full of faith. He began to work miracles. So Stephen was always in that church. When they put him in active participation in ministry, those gifts of God in him began to gain expression. What I have found out is that power flows in the direction of activity. Now, my greatest testimonies of healing the sick and casting out devils have not happened in my, it happened on the field. If you want to see the power of God demonstrated, there must be a goer. Power is with goers. I get what I'm saying. So no matter how much you pray, if you do not begin to go, you cannot meet cancer to pray for. If you do not begin to go, if you are not a goer, all the miracles you will ever record, if you ever record, will be around your family. My mother was having headache and I prayed. She got, are you know what I'm saying? My younger brother, his buttocks was paining him. So I prayed. That's the only thing you're going to have. But you want to see the power of God in full display, get on the streets. Active ministry is one sure way. Do you know, even before I knew everything I've told you, I was already doing active ministry. The problem is this. Even people who are not as perfect, but they are doing active work. What I mean, apart from washing clothes in church and what have you, they are out there reaching out. They will have more testimonies. How many of us, let me see if you can beat your chest to say you've participated very well in evangelism in church this year. Let me see your hand. Very well. Now, if you've done that, you would have realized that this year alone, you have more cases of people going filled with the Holy Ghost. You've experienced that under you. You would have had more cases of the sick getting healed. Is it true? Because you're on the go. With everything God has put on your inside, it cannot manifest if you sit inside your house. My first experience with healing the sick did not start by hosting a healing meeting. It started by visiting hospital every Saturday. Every Saturday. It is people on the go that see the power demonstrated. That's why I'm always skeptical about when I see a lot of revival meetings, in quotes, where we just gather and all are shouting is, revival, Lord, revival. The church is not serious. We need to wake up. We are not seeing miracles, powers of old. If after all those things, you know, we must get on the street. Because it is goers that bring revival. So, revival is not in anybody's room. It's with goers. Are you getting the point? Think about this. The disciples of Jesus had been walking around with him, observing him do miracles. From Luke chapter 1 and all that, none of them worked any miracle. Until in Luke 9, he sends them. They came back with results. The blind eyes were opened. Demons responded to them. Until he sent them, they didn't have that result. I get to the point. Did they have all those power? Let me tell you. It's just like, we can give you any gadget. Let's use maybe a boiler or electric iron. If you connect it to power and you switch it on, it begins to heat. The more major switch on of the gift of God. Now, that electric iron has capacity to do everything, but it cannot do it until you connect it to power. One major way to switch on what God has put in you is to go. That movement to go, you activate a lot. That's why one of the greatest spiritual warfare on earth is the devil trying to stop you from going. With reasons. That's why I told mom to do that teaching. With reasons. Like, I don't have clothes. I don't have strength. I'm afraid. I'm ashamed. I'm busy. I'm tired. He wants it because he knows that to get to the full potential of the abilities of God in you, you have to actually be on the go. This is why, hear what I'm going to say. This is why when you hear stories of people who move the hand of God in their time, you always hear stories of pastors. Do you know why? Because pastors are in active ministry. They are preaching every week. They are preaching every day. So there is more opportunity. The more they are doing it, I get to the point, the more they are activating that thing, power flows in the direction of activity. Are you following me? And so the believer who will leave this meeting and go and sit down, no matter how much we prayed and shouted in this place, you are not going to heal mosquito. You won't. You know, I used to tell people think I'm joking. My first case of somebody that died, of course, at least that died, that looked dead. When I say looked dead is, they didn't take her to the hospital to confirm her dead, but then at least when they brought her in, they said they were crying, she wasn't breathing. My first case with that, I wasn't up to 1 month as a serious believer. Not up to 1 month. You know why? It didn't happen in my house. We were in the field. I get what I'm saying. My first case of attempting to pray for a deaf person that did not hear. He did not hear. But my first case of that, I was not up to 1 month as a believer. That was my first case. Person did not hear. Person was still dumb. But at least they brought somebody to me. I was on the go. So why they are bringing because you are pastor? I wasn't a pastor, I was in SS2. If you are not on the go, you will never have opportunity to demonstrate the power of God. You know, anointing, have I told you this? Anointing responds to needs. Remember I told you that? Anointing responds to needs. I could be here with the healing anointing just sitting down. But if they bring in a sick person now and like, he's that, if some of you have ever functioned with the anointing, it's like it begins to boil. It tears up, needs tear up the anointing. And where you will find those needs are out there. So you want to be a demonstrator of the power of God, you must be a goer. So do you see why many believers will live and die and will not scratch 1% of the abilities of God in them? Because they will never get up. They will never get up. I read stories of Ketchin Kuman going from place to place. They will preach. How, when you read that, Charles Finney, pay attention to those details. Charles Finney, all these guys, if they're on the go. They'll just be on the go. Preach here, preach here, preach here. That's why every healthy church must create opportunity for people to be going around doing ministry. Any church that doesn't have an opportunity for weekly evangelism is actually robbing you of getting to your full potential in God.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Our job is to provide opportunity. Your job is to take it. Simple. Your job is to take it. The kind of miracles I record every week. Some you know, some you don't even know. Some of you that are close, that write to me, you know that some of the things that happen in your life, we don't share half of them on the stage. You just come and tell me, Daddy, this and it's done. Do you know why I'm able to do that? Now, I'm in active ministry. That's why you're even telling me. And that's why the power of God in my life can walk in your direction. For you, you don't preach to nobody. So there will be no opportunity for you to even exercise what God has put inside of you. That's what I'm going to say to you. Never have a time in your life where you take break from ministry. Never. Some go to NYSC camp. They come back as casualties. Some go and come back with testimonies. Say, I went to that camp. The first person I met, I preached the gospel to them. The second person I met, I was telling pastors to follow up who are trusting God to be in church tomorrow. How do we meet the brother? Right? My wife and I went out. Not to pray, not to preach. Just let us go and have a good time. It was supposed to be mini rest. Right? But then we met the brother. He was working in the hotel, interacting with us very well. I gave him tracts. And he said, I heard you. I want to serve the Lord. I said, Even when you are resting, you don't rest from ministry. I get what I'm saying. You don't rest from ministry. We went there to rest. Somebody said, which one? I don't. Where was Narati with us? Yes, sir. You are too kind, though. Let me be kind, too. So I pulled my tracks immediately. I said, They say, my colleague already told me about you, that you're a pastor. I said, thank God, we are mutual. You already know who I am. So I shared a few things with him. He said, I really want to. He was a believer anyway. He said, I'm a believer, but I'm just young. I really want to burn for Jesus. I said, My heart, I was like, be careful what you seek for. Be careful what you wish for. Glory to God. But I'm saying there is no time you take rest. It is in that interaction that you can see power of God. Have I healed the sick inside the bus? Yes. Have I got the people filled with the Holy Ghost inside the bus? Yes. Can you do it? Yes. Will you do it? No. Because you will not preach. That's just the point. Can you cast out devils along the road? Normal level. Will you do it? No, you won't. You know why you will not do it? Because you will not preach along the road. Power flows in the direction of activity. You know, the point, when I look at some of you for real, and I'm asking you to preach, some of you are feeling you're not competent. I actually laugh. If you knew me, when I said this and I'm doing, I was too small, too incompetent is the word. With a lot of things, you say, how do you know I'm competent? Me, I know myself. I know all the, I didn't know much. But you see, preaching, I go preach tire everywhere. The good thing, we stayed around a school environment. There was a chapel there. Many of you met me for the first time inside that chapel. Every evening, I will come around there, hanging around. Anybody that comes in, we catch you. Every day. Every day. Break period, SS2, SS3 break period was locker-to-locker evangelism. Power will flow in the direction of activity. Jesus said, if you go, these signs shall follow. So it is people that go that signs follow. So the person in his house shouting, oh, I receive. So you see why I said most meetings we hold in Nigeria are unnecessary. Do you understand? 100 days of Lord revive us again is not important. It's not important. When you are, if you use 100 days to pray that God should revive you, 100 days, except you are going and you are preaching too. So, listen, 20 hours of teaching, 30 days of light, without you stepping on the streets, you will not see half, one quarter of what God has put inside of you. You will not see. You will not see. That's why I'm going to say, you must be on the go. How did I first minister to someone that had a mental condition? Who are going? And they told us somebody's person is mad. Not like mad. They say it's one demon possession that used to behave like mad person. Used to beat people. You remember the story, Abby? Do you remember the story? I will tell you again. No. Say when it comes on them, they begin to beat people and become violent. And I say, took me to the grave. I said, let's get there. And we got there, and the young lady was sleeping. And I said, Shabara, bara, 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 kumbra, 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 kumbra. And I said, let me pour water on her so that the water, as I transferred the anointing, I touched this girl water. This girl jumped up. If you see the violent demon inside this one girl, legion. It's like one person. And we drove out that devil. I would have never done that if I was in my house. Are you following what I'm saying? Miracles. Let me say this to you. The most consistent gift that should manifest within the church should be utterance gifts, which is tongues, like praying in tongues, prophecy, when we stir ourselves up. Miracles are supposed to happen more on the street than in the church. That's actually how it's ordained. Miracles is actually, the power gift is more for out there. He says, what of when believers fall sick, we heal them too. But the plan of God is that believers should learn to receive their healing by faith and stand their ground and contend for divine health. So the gift of healing is for the few times some believers will be weak and be sick, and more for out there. So if you are not going out there, you can never see the full manifestation of power gifts. Never. Are you feel what I'm saying? Never. So you must get on the streets. So when they come evangelism, you don't come. You can never. All you have are. Oh. How many of you have ever prayed for? Whether he walked or not. You ever prayed for a blind person? Whether the person saw or not. Okay, bring your hand down. How many of you have ever seen a blind person see when you prayed for the person? Okay, a few hands. Who has ever prayed for a deaf person? Deaf. Dumb, deaf and dumb. Whether the person is scared or not. Who has ever seen a deaf and dumb person see or hear and talk? Ever prayed for a cripple? Whether the person walked or not. If the person walked, let me see your hand. Okay. A few hands. Results. Now, all these things I mentioned, how many of you prayed for the person inside your room? Where did you possibly meet this person? You are out there. You are going. Or you went to the hospital, or you went to preach. I know what I'm talking about. You can never have, at least you try to pray. You tried. This about it didn't work, but you prayed. You never had the experience of putting hand on a cripple and say, walk in Jesus' name. You don't know what they are missing. What does that minister to a mad person? Here is your hand, yeah. Inside your house. Power is in the direction of activity. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can never see much miracles if you're in your house. You know, I'm laughing. I remember so many experiences. Ah! Oh, you must be bold, though. Tonight you will receive boldness by the Spirit. But you know that your boldness will start from going to go and preach first. Glory to God. As you are preaching, you just receive in your heart that this man, say what you receive. Just be bold. But it is mean. It must be active. It must be moving. It must be moving. So next time they say that it's evangelism, yeah, I don't have time. You are actually limiting your potential. Let me say this to you. By God's special grace, my spiritual journey looked like I ran. Some of you don't know how I got born again. It looked like I ran. In less than 1 year, I was everywhere. Everybody knew, who is this guy? Who is this guy? Where has he been? A lady came to me for me to mentor her. And people met her and was like, how can you tell that guy to mentor you? That guy that's not even up to 1 year as a believer. And that guy was correct. But I wasn't looking like I was young. You know why? From day one, activity. I get the point. From day one, ministry, activity, power, pray, this. So people didn't even know when I got saved. I say it again. Power flows in the direction of activity. So people who sit in their houses and sit in their rooms, no matter how much they pray, they can never see the full display of what God has put inside of them. That's why you must be going. Is someone following me this evening? You must be on the go. 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 You want to see people. That's why I've already told you from next year, you see a lot of crusades, a lot of missions, a lot of church planting. I get to the point. Because that's how we are going to see. If God is saying we are going to work miracles, it cannot happen. How many of you are blind? So if you're not blind, how will the blind see? How many of you are deaf? At the moment, I've healed every deaf person in this church. Do you get the point? So the question is, so where are they going to come from? We have to be on the go. You want to see the dead raised, you have to be on the go. Because the chances are many believers will not die young. They have been taught, they've learned how to contend. Long life is mine. I live long, I live strong with nothing wrong. So how will you raise the dead? I bet you pray for your church member to die. So that you raise the person. Say, Lord, I'm ready for a miracle. So take anybody here. So that God help you. They take the person, not raise the person. You should be on the go. As Bishop Benson in the house of blessed memory, remember his story? Took his bicycle and went from house to house asking one question. Did anybody die here? Did anybody die here? That's how he first raised the dead. It couldn't have happened in his house. Power demonstration is for goers. You can never see the full display of the power of God if you sit in your house. You must get out on the street. Preach the gospel. It's not as you are doing that, you're going to meet a demon-possessed person. Don't worry, they will come. They are there. He says, how much shall I meet them? The habitation of the earth is full of cruelty. So there are many possessed people on the street. There are many oppressed people on the streets. So you must be on your way. Are you following me, friends? And then the second thing, or the next thing I'm going to talk about today, is prayers. 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 You want to see the power of God in full demonstration? Let me tell you something. I know there's a wrong way people teach prayers these days. Very wrong way. Especially in relation to power. They say you pray to receive power. And I've explained that that's not correct. Right? You don't pray. Actually, how do I explain this? We are all full with the power of God. Every believer is complete in Christ. Right? So prayer doesn't give a believer power. A prayer faithless believer is not a powerless believer. No believer is powerless. But a prayerless believer will just be a possessor of power just because he's born again, but will never be a demonstrator of that power. He can never manifest it, never. So what prayer does is that it stirs up. That's the right word to use. It stirs up the power of God resident inside of you. And that's why if you don't begin to give yourself to much praying, you're not going to see much power manifested. There are no two ways about it. Now, I told you in the day, I'm not in the camp of, if you've not prayed for 30 hours for 30 years, you know, that's what I'm saying. Let me teach you what to do. Have a solid prayer life. And at occasions when the Lord puts it in your heart, have prayer retreats. You will see the move of God in a way you've never seen it. You will see it. With everything I've been teaching you since yesterday and this morning, then you add prayer to it. Jude verse 20 said, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Give me like amplified praying in the Holy Ghost. It said, but you beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You want to rise is in prayer. So you must pray. I get the point. And I'm not saying where you need to work a miracle, you start praying. Have a prayer life. Have a solid prayer life. Do you understand? And one of the things I teach people here is to be ready for ministry at all times. You know, that's my slogan. Be ready for ministry. Be ready to raise the dead this moment. Be ready to preach this moment. So how do you do that? Have a prayer life. How many of you know that this teaching that mom took now, I told her this afternoon. So when we went to him, then I told her, I said, I'm going to preach you. Say, what am I preaching? And I said, look at what you preach on. Now, you have to be born ready. So can't you give me, I used to have time, 3 weeks, to prepare. So you think when the challenges of life will come, when that person is going to drop dead down there, they will give you time to go and show mogeshi. There's no time for that. You must have a solid prayer life. That is the secret of justice ministry. Mark 1:35. A great while before day, you will step out. So look at what I recommend. Daily prayers, occasional prayer retreats. We can just make out one day. Take 6 hours. That's why the structure we have in this church, once every month, we go for 6 hours, sabi? Or 7 as the case may be. Or 8. Glory to God. And as some of you, once they fix those things, anyway, it doesn't happen much here. But as some of you, once they fix those things, that's why you will not come for. You have your reasons, they pray out for 8 hours. Do you think we are playing? Now, when I mean you should pray, hear me. I'm not saying you should be praying for power. That's what I'm saying. Fire, fire. No, just have a prayer life. Once you are praying in tongues, you are rising higher and higher like an edifice. Because the first thing about prayer is that before prayer even acts on anything, it acts on you. So you are even praying for someone that is sick. You are praying for the lost. You are praying for nations. You are praying, but you are praying. You are stirring up yourself. Stirring up yourself. If you are such a person that always has 72 hours prayer and you will not pray again, all your life will be full of moments. After 72 hours prayer, you just go and raise the dead and come back. That's all you have, moments. But if you want to live in this thing, just have a prayer life. So how do I have a prayer life? Very simple. Have an allocated, a set time where you pray every day. Pray every day. 1 hour. You wake up. And let me encourage you, if you can, and it's better, let it be in the morning. Before everything starts. Just spend time praying the Holy Ghost. pray. Step out. If another time comes in the day, steal it. Pray. Did some of you not see the kind of results you had during 30 days of light? Do you remember? What was the difference? We made you pray at intervals. We made you pray by 6, pray by 9, pray by 12, pray by 3, come to church, pray by 9 again. And then we made you pray for 24 hours straight. That kind of atmosphere, build it around yourself. You will see this thing called power demonstration is not really hard. Prayer just calls forth that thing from inside. Thank you, Lord Jesus. From inside. Some of you that your prayer life has traveled, you have to wake it up. Because where God in, I was telling my wife something, I was just laughing. I know people that went on mission work. This is not to scare you. They went on mission work and the land conquered them. That's the way to say it. They went for the mission work. They went to a land where they had a lot of granuts. They cultivated granuts. So when the people that were praying for them, interceding for them, all they were seeing in visions is that they saw them eating granuts. And when they got there, it wasn't a joke. That's the thing they were doing. You know why? They were in a land where there was high level, high tension witchcraft. And, you know, he said, but we have power over the... Yes. But to possess a gun and to shoot gun are not the same thing. If you hold a gun, the enemy has not died. It's when you pull the trigger. To have power and to release power is not the same thing. Prayer is where power is released. Prayer is where power is made available. So, when I heard, I said, you guys, when I started sleeping now, go for mission, you're sleeping. You sleep more than you pray. That's terrible mission work. Oh. In mission work, you pray more than you sleep. Practically, you pray more than you sleep. I told you that first time we ministered to a dead person I told you about, we were praying from 12 to 2 or 3, regular prayer. And we finished, we said, let us catch some sleep, we'll wake up by 5 again. For another prayer. It was around 3 or 4 in the morning. They were knocking on our door. Bringing in a dead person. You should live ready. Are you what I'm talking about? Live ready. Have a prayer life. Solid one. A lot of you started this way, but you've thrown these things away. Wake yourself up. The man who prays and is always on the go. We have results. Some of you between now and December, the kind of testimony you come back with, you'll be so shocked. You'll be so shocked. That community I told you I went with, I told you Sister Joy went with us then. That went the day it was, we were doing mission work in a particular place, and the pastor in charge of that church told us that in this community that there is no church there. And we've been thinking of going to plant the church there. Can you guys go there and plant the church for us? I said, why not? We'll go. I said, when can we go? They said, tomorrow. I said, fine. We had 1 week to plant a church. We had no money, no megaphone, nothing. You should live ready. And that's why when I went there, I told you guys, the first question I asked in that community is there any serious sickness in this place? And I don't want headache. Serious sickness. That's what they told me about that case I told the people. They took me to that lady that had mental issues. Because it was a case everybody in the community knew. It was troubling almost every lady in the community. But it comes on them at intervals. Sometimes you come when they will be fine. And that time they will be manifesting. Prayer. Live ready. Because we are connected with powers. I was telling, when Apochima, there was this mission work. Sit. Remember their mission work. There are lands, so. We went for mission work, Kafada village, they don't call the name. We got there, we saw, because I wasn't part of the mission, I came, they were gisting me. I came, they held a meeting, I was invited. So they told me, sir, everybody here is possessed. I thought it was, here's my moonlight. Everybody. The dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty. We got there, Jesus Christ. Immediately I came to the church, I said, in Jesus' name, I sing. Now, guess what happened? Everybody began to run. All the ladies in the program were running. So I told them, I said, what's happening? He says, this is how we do this. You don't get the point. You've never seen that. They were running. Imagine over 100 girls running out of the church. So I told them, then let's catch them. It's not catch them spiritually. They were packing. We dragged as many as we could drag inside. Look, one girl escaped. One. You know the point? The strong demonic. All of them now entered inside the church and they were manifesting. We casted out devils one by one. We got to the point where we are tired. It's not like the demons finished. We were tired and we left. Because that was day two of the program. I love the power of God, man. But we were tired. It was in that place I made a call, if you remember. I said, if you're a young man here and you know you've gone to a native doctor and they've given you charms on your body, remember? I said, come back. Many, almost all the boys. And I said, we'll start it again. Come out. You must live ready. We are not powerless. Are you aware? You are full of the power of God. When you pray, you activate that thing to be on the rise. So we'll just finish. I remember when they were seeing me off after I came, because they continued with the mission. I came there 2 times. I was just going home. And around the marketplace, we saw that girl that escaped. She saw us immediately and took off again. She said, don't deliver me. Don't understand. She saw us and took off. So at first I didn't know she was. I said, who is that one? She said, they say it's that same girl that ran away that night. I said, we should leave her. She's not ready. But at least the land knew that something touched them. Are you following me, friends? The land knew something. Now, listen, this is what I'm talking about. Well, you must have a prayer life. Now, why I told you this story is that somebody that hears this may think that if I went for that program, I was on the 3 days fast. I'm not like that, too. People that close to me, I'm not totally very dramatic like that. They just told me I'll be coming. I said, okay, I'll come. Now, I didn't notice it was that intense in that village. But you live ready. I feel I'm talking about. You live ready. When I got there and they were just him, I said, you should have informed me earlier now. Let me prepare. I came with peaceful. I should have come with AK-47. Tell me earlier. You live ready. Have a prayer life, sir. I get what I'm saying. Have a prayer life. Have a prayer life. Morning, afternoon, night. Have a prayer life. Have a prayer structure around you. Just be on the go. You will meet things. Sometimes the days you meet those dangerous cases are not even the days you thought you ever meet them. But that's why we are born ready. We literally live ready. No ministry is warfare. It was a regular Sunday service we were having here. Some of you remember. Pastor Mara, remember vividly. Where a woman walked in. Somebody walked in here with some strange powers. You remember? Yeah? I was preaching. In the light, I just knew that something had entered here. She had guts though. And I just told her, let us pray. That ministry is power. And when she met Pastor Mara after the service, she laughed. He told Pastor Mara, I actually came here to tell you people something. He said, but your pastor will tell you something big will happen in this place. He said, when it happens, you people will know. Not spiritually. Physically. Are you following me? I'm glad to tell you, you have to be. Now, God did not tell me, you see, for this program, pray. For this service, pray, because somebody is coming. Live ready.
Are you feeling what I'm saying?
Live, have a prayer life, solid one. I told you in the day, read your Bible every day. Read it, pray every day, just like that. You will live ready. Are you getting the point? That when you meet a mad person, you don't have to go and do 5 days dry fasting. Have a regular prayer life. Have a regular fasting life. Just have your structures. Then be on the go. Be on the go. Be on the go. Don't sit inside your house. Be going. Every week, step out. Every week, step out. Before, you know the thing about history is that, and I say this every year during my birthday, the days you are making history, you don't actually know you are making history. These stories I'm telling you, when they happened, they were casual things to us. It's true that I tell you the story and you'll be like, wow. If you're always on the go, you always see the power of God in manifestation. Are you following me? They were cash. I'm telling you, they were cash. It's even today I'm telling you the story and people are feeling like, it was a normal thing. Funny enough, the day we had that meeting, I told you that village we went to, and we casted out. Because after that, we dealt with that woman that had a mental whatever in the night. In the day, so they went around the village telling people that this guy came, or they casted that they healed this particular. I never knew about the sickness. So at night they came. The hall was packed, not hall, child. Like the place was packed. So they put rafters. You know what I mean? They built something and there were rafters on top. That's where we are. Rafter is the word, Abi. What I mean, Niku? Everything. So they just put it up there. And that day, we didn't know that they had gone around the village to tell people. And the people that were sitting in front, that's why today in church we are wiser. You cannot just come and sit in front of us. The people they lined up in front were other women that had the same problem. And during opening prayer, praise and worship, they were calm. They were very calm. I now came up and said in Jesus and sang. Is this same singing? And then I started singing. All of them, like they say, be stars. They began to manifest. All of them. While we run from the stage, run to the back, run back, beating people in church. Oh, yes. We are the light of the world. We are a city that is set on a hill. We are the salt of the earth. Streams from the river of joy. They were just beating people. It was crazy. No man ever lights a candle. God did not give us power to watch. I just stood there for some minutes. And I was just thinking. The meeting was scattered. People somewhere, as far as shouts, their loved ones are trying to hold them, trying, you know. And they just said testimony that these people drove out this devil in the day. So they brought them to Solution Center. But you know the joy is this. The word of the Lord will not fail. Never. Never. So I just stood there. Everything was going on. I was waiting for an instruction. The other two people who are not one of the guests, of course, not Sister Joy. The other lady that was with us. She just stood at my back shouting, Lord, here is our God. And I turned, I said, will you shut up? It's not today that I'm more mature. I don't know, I don't know what to pray. Keep quiet. Just take him. They are distracting me. I'm trying to get the next thing to do. You are asking, where is our God? Your God, chap. You don't know where your God is. I know where my God is. I just kept calm. Jesus, the light of the world, is the hope of all creation. Redeemer and mighty one, King of kings, is the Lord of lords. But now I see an evil under the sun. Something wrong in the house of the king. The sons of Zion are held down in captivity, while their servants ride upon the horse. You can't be defeated though. That's not the time to start saying, "Where is our God?" You should have found your God before you came. So while that was happening, the Lord just said, "Just got it in my spirit. Gather all of them, tie them up." I said, "Well, you know, God can give you straight instructions." I said, "Hey, gather them." They say, "There are people children." I said, "Do you want? Share me, miracle worker." Miracle worker is saying, "Tie them up, tie them up." I tied all of them up. I said, "Keep them in that room nearby." They kept them very close to the crucifix so they can hear what you're saying. So I started preaching. I've learned about miracles. I've learned about where, because the nobody told us they were having a meeting and they brought in a dead woman. Wait, pray. He said, they wanted to raise the dead. You know what he told them? He told them to keep the dead person. They kept him. They kept her and they continued their meeting. They were having a round table meeting. Pastor Mike was in that meeting. He said he couldn't stay in that meeting. He was like, "It's not a dead woman that is inside this place and we're doing meeting." Not meeting, not program. They were having round table pastors meeting. They said, they keep this meeting. Oh God. You have to trust the power of God. And I think Pastor Mike said, as far as he was concerned, that meeting we're doing was nonsense because there's a dead person inside this parlor and we are busy doing meeting. And when the meeting was over, he said, "Let's raise the dead." So I know a little of how the devil works. That's it. People were wondering, how can some demon possessed people are there? I was preaching. Preached comfortably, made the altar call. They received Jesus. And when I was done, I said, "Go untie all those girls and let them come." They said, "Sir," I said, "Untie them." They walked in like saints. Demon has packed out. Maybe the rope. We drove out those devils that night from every one of them. Every one of them. You must live ready. Live ready. Live ready. We are not ordinary people, though. You know what I'm saying? You are not an ordinary person. You are not just somebody. You are not just activating how much that is loaded inside of you. Baba, get a prayer life. Leave all these ones you are doing. Get a prayer life. The day God will move through, you yourself will be surprised how much it can be. Have a prayer life. Get on a regimen if you have to. Beg somebody to monitor you. Beg your generation leader to monitor you. Beg your team lead. Beg your pastor, your minister. Please help me because my life has to pick up. Somebody I've been preaching without results. I'm telling you what is going to happen from now. And then every other thing that you need, that prayer does not deliver, and devil doesn't deliver, there is now impartation. Because some people try to use impartation to do what prayer should do. There are things that you cannot get by laying on of hands. Not because it cannot be gotten, but that's things you have to work at. That's the other things that impartation will do. I get what I'm talking about. Get a prayer life, impartation will do the rest. What I mean is, by the time we put hands on you, if hands come on someone who has been praying over a matter, I've told you, when preparation meets impartation, when a hungry heart, a ready person meets impartation, the results are amazing. If we have doing solid prayer life, I will not put hands on you. Everything we stir up, we will win souls. We will work miracles. Jesus will be glorified. Demons will check out of people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready for something tonight? We're going to pray. And I always tell you, when I come tonight like this, I don't come with gymnastics and energy. And I do it every year, every time I have a program, for a reason. When we come tonight like this, I talk very calmly and casually. Because I want to show you that when you are full of the power of God, you don't need drama. You don't need drama. The biggest, in quotes, miracles I've ever had in my life happened very casually. Very casually. Because if he's there, he's there. If he's not there, he didn't dare, but not there, or he's not there. So if life just is doing, God is coming, nothing. Nothing is going to happen. Like you're asking drama, say, yeah. You fall, you get up. Nothing is going to happen. But thank God we're not empty. He said, greater is he that is in you. We're not ordinary. I wish you know. I wish you steer it up. I wish you go after this meeting. I wish you go. Do you know what I see? Some of you are actually, you've not said I should say, some of you have prayed up, steered up a lot of things inside of you, but you've not stepped out. He said, your going level is low. That's what the Lord is showing me. You just sit in your house. Thank God I'm in a good church. Pastor teaches on Sunday, Thursday. You come again. Pastor teaches again. You come again. And we have patterns of light. You come again. You learn. Every time you're excited about programs. After start the fire, the next one is man up. You're happy. After that, LMP. You're happy. After that, 30 days of life. You're just excited about programs. You should have the same excitement for evangelism. It's good they're excited about programs, but then they say Saturday is outreach. And you wonder, so all those trainings and whatever you are collecting, where will you use them? Where will you use them? Ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. That's what you will be. You will have plenty of information in your head without experience. You can teach how to cast out devils. Deliverance 101. You can teach it. That when you meet a demon, don't talk about the demon. Talk to the demon. But you will never do it. I get what I'm saying. When you want to heal the sick, the Bible said speak to the mountain. He didn't say speak about the mountain. So when you speak to the mountain. Now, when you speak, don't just speak with all the things you know. And nothing has happened. Because you will have just information without experience. So you are just learning plenty of things, but nothing is happening. You are just like someone that graduated from medical school but has never given injection. He or she can explain all the theory to you. You understand? That this is because I know why it's happening. When the malaria parasite gets it, you've not healed anybody. I don't even trust you. God has put so much in us. I wish some of you can get up. My blessing that I have that many of you are not and don't have because you don't want to have is that from the day I started preaching, day one, and that's why I have miracles I recorded as early as 15 years. As early as 15, as early as 16, as early as 17. Now you are saying, sir, will they invite me to come and preach? Let me tell you something you've not observed. Do you know that I don't need an invitation to preach? I've not observed it. To start with, I'm a pastor, so I can fix program for you for 200 days and you are coming. But it has always been like that. I need no invitation. I told you we lived around the chapel. Every evening, I'll be there. I did program and all my brothers that joined me, all of you, every evening we'll go there. Standing up and down. Praying. See somebody, catch the person. You don't see, the world is our parish. You don't need anybody to give you pulpits. The world is our parish. That marketplace is pulpits. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be the goer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to pray tonight. I'm going to ask you to pray. If you came here with any expectation, and the expectation I want, what I'm talking about, you're saying, Father, I'm ready to go. So lay your hands mightily upon me. Let the abilities of God in me rise. Tonight I'm going to leave you to pray for 10 minutes. When you are done with that prayer, I will ask God to just impart you. Are you ready? Stand to your feet, let's just pray. I'm not going to steer you. I've told you, the way you measure spiritual fervency,
No song, nothing. Just pray. Some of you will boot at 7 minutes. Some of you will pick up at 9 minutes. Pray. That's the steering. Please stop looking at anybody. Just pray. Focus. That's the new thing the Lord is doing. That's why we are doing this. Many of you came in here with expectations. Many of you will receive impartations of boldness, pardons. The grace of God can be given. Ayayayaya. Kumbre de kakalindush. Iya babababa reko supreme barren rekebrete. Je brende gre brende brende crombate ya jambre tengre pengre pandro pendra pendla paya. There are many of you that know, you know that you are ripe for the next thing God wants to do with you. What I just shared with you, unlock that. That's what you need. So if you know you are ready for the next thing, the next phase of your calling, the next phase of your ministry. Some of you are getting it. I like how some of you are praying. But some are still coming. Shababambala babambala babambala deya. Embele tembere de bembre de ke bembre de lepaya. Ishogere betombre di shandre delia. Ishobabaraka tun soban soban soba. Endebebele krumba shiakateya. Elegebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebebeb
Eshokadi, Eshokadi, Eshabababababababababababata, Akele Brandi, Jambratea, Elekeke Brati, Sokokopesha, Eshopopopo, Suprebebebebeda, Elegetela Brandia, Erababe, Gababe, Erebebem, Brande, Brande, Brande. Hey! Aya, Gabala Kondiadash. Hold somebody's hand by your side and pray with the person. Hold somebody's hand. Hold somebody's hand. Pray with the person. Custodians of the power of God. Custodians of the miraculous. Custodians. God is raising custodians. Pray. You are contending for something. You are contending for something. You are contending for the supernatural. You are contending for the power of God. You are contending for the next phase of your calling. You are contending for the next phase of your assignment. You are contending for the next phase of your assignment. Pray and don't stop. The atmosphere is tense.
You shouldn't be here by now. You shouldn't be here by now. I know you love Bible teaching, but there is more. There are realms of the supernatural, and God wants to bring you to that place. Manifestations of the Godhead, flows of the Spirit, tangible results with the supernatural. And you are not left out. 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 My life is not cut out for ordinary ministry. There is more. anuom banyere ngozi kinenye ora nefu biringos ne tutendo vigo que uso quasim anuom banyere ngozi kinenye ora nefu birindo kene tutendo biko kwe kuzo kwase. We've heard of your moves in different nations. We want to be part of it. Kinenye ora nefu birindo birinkozi ne tutendo Biko kwe kuzo kwasim, zo kwasim, zo kwasim. Biko kwe kuzo kwasim. Anuwo manyere ngozi, kinenye ora nifu. Biringozi ne tutendo biko kwe kuzo kwase
anuwo banyere ngozi kinenye ora Thank you.
Yeah.
Please lift your hands wherever you are. I don't know if I can lay hands on everybody, but just lift your hands. These activations for bigger faith, specifically for the miraculous power demonstrations, specifically. I hope you remember the context with which we sang this song in the morning. We've heard many stories. We don't want to be storytellers. We don't want to be storytellers. I need a part in this, Lord. We've heard of all those stories. Anu om banyere nkosi inenye ora difu miringosi be tu tere eze bigo kwe ozo mazi. Some people are really into what is happening tonight. Wherever they are standing, the hand of God is coming upon as many hearts are hungry. Don't leave this meeting the same. Father, in the name of Jesus, at the count of seven, let there be eruptions in this place. Gifts erupting from people. Father, I ask you and I'm asking you again for the power gift of the Spirit to be distributed. Healings, miracles, gifts of faith. You know their hearts. Let these things go from here. Beyond what I've even experienced in the ministry. Let those results begin to roll in. At the count of seven. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move through this place. Miracles. Brothers, hold your hands together, brothers. Just wherever, brothers together. All over there. If there are brothers around, let them hold their hands together and let them pray. There is a battle over the life of young men in this generation, and God will send young men to go for that battle. There's a battle over the life of young men. And I'm seeing an anointing that will counter that mess. All this thing we are talking about, Yahoo, whatever, is a battle over the life of the young man. I saw it in the spirit. A man of you will go with power gifts. People possessed with the devil who will drive them out. I need brothers to hold their hands. If there are two brothers around, three brothers, make sure you're holding your hand. Thank you. Brothers, pray. See, brothers, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands upon this young man, Lord Jesus. Lay your hands upon the young man. There are about 20 young men here that the Lord said, I'm picking for special missions, special assignments. And as I'm talking, the power of God is going to hit some of them. About 20 young men here. About 20 young men here. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move through this place. Yes, those young men, one by one, the hand of God is going to rest upon you. Miracle me to tend. There are about 20 of them. Big okay. Some of your leg will not be able to carry you. Some of you will feel fire burning literally. These brothers are catching. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. All over. Men. Brothers. Brothers. There's an anointing coming. From hand to hand. From person to person. From person to person. From hand to hand. Take it. It calls the day to day. Special missions. There are some of you in this place that have never felt the hand of God. You never felt this thing. Touched you. You can come around this stage if you're like that. You just want that tangible experience. You can come around the stage. You can just come and stand around the stage and pray. We are closing already. If you've never had this tangible hand of God, you can stand. If my nose mustn't kneel, you can stand. You can kneel anyone. Just stand around and pray. Stand around and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, if you are here and you've never really felt this, yes, stand. I saw the hand of God upon you while I was teaching earlier. You are going to be such a powerful woman of God. What I saw is bigger than you. Don't lose the focus. Don't lose it. What I saw is you.
are standing around here, you're going to feel it now. Anybody here, you felt God's hand come upon you when we're praying tonight, you can come. Let me show you something. Some of you are here, you've never really felt this thing before. But you have felt it before, just come. I want to do something. You've heard the hand of God come upon you tonight. We are going to get ourselves in pairs. But it will not be any kind of pair. Oh, yes. Yes, give some. I need people. Lord is showing me something about the middle belt. So come, you two. You know the person on the middle belt here? Middle belt, I mean, Cookie, Ben. Any other person? 1, 2, 3. Any other person? Three of you, please, hold your hands together.
Mirin God's name to them.
There is something that is going to rise from the middle belt. And I'm saying you guys have to be part of it. Something from the middle belt. It's going to be so strong. So strong. So strong. Benue, Kogi, all those middle belt axes. And I'm asking God to place his hands on you. I saw the middle belt. All these impartations will count for something. So if you don't feel the hand of God upon your life and you want to have that experience tonight, please give me your hands up. Give me your hands up. Yeah, just your. Now I need some of you here that have had these experiences and you want to be part of it. Just get in pairs with them. I'll teach you what to do. Just keep praying wherever you are. Get in pairs with them. Anybody is allowed. Pastors, ministers, anybody. But if really. Get impressed with them.
Big away. Mirin God's day to kendo. Nam big away. Mirin God's day to them.
Pick out.
Pick away.
Bring up. You can don't just hold, bring them to the experience you've had. Let them have the same experiences. Is there anyone, please focus on that? Bring them to the experience you've had. Is there anyone here that came with any sickness that they said is incurable? Anybody, just come. That anointing is here now. Any sickness they said cannot be cured, that it cannot be. Like that, wait, I thought I can see you because oh yes. One any other person, you came with any sickness they said cannot be. You don't need to tell me the sickness, but they said it cannot be. Because that's the strong here.
Big away.
So just you, is that another person?
You fall.
foul devil. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. Every part of your being, respond to the power of God now. You are well. Perfectly made whole. UNIZIC students, please come. Anybody, UNIZIC students? No, that's good. But UNIZIC students, come. Daniel, stand up. It's time for Oka. It's time for Oka. That's what the Lord said.
Meeting God's day to tend.
I'm not imparting you for nothing. It's time for Oka.
Meeting God's day to tend. And now be go
away. Feel that lady. For Oka, it's time.
Day to day.
It's time for Oka. The work with the foundation will begin this year. The foundation will begin this year. But next year it will be actualized. It's time for Oka. Hey.
Day to day. We go away.
Before I go, not praying in tongues. I don't know why God is, why that is God's mind. Anybody that doesn't pray in tongues, you never prayed in tongues before, but you want to pray in tongues. Anybody like that? You don't pray in tongues. Yes, get up. Come. Anybody, I don't want you to leave this meeting the same. Unless you look at me, you are not too small. You will catch it this night. Is there another person that doesn't pray in tongues? You don't pray in
tongues. Hearing gongs in the to tend.
What is that thing?
We go quick, go so fast. In a year or a leaf. Hearing gongs in the
let's take 3 minutes. Get in circles. Get in circles. Let's enjoy something. Get in circles. Just pray. Get in circles. Yeah.
Feeling God's in day to day.
Get up.
Circles,
pray.
Hey! Maya de Corada, Chandela Parandia, Gileje ora de Fu. Meeting God's beginning to them.
praise now. Burdens have been imparted. Passion transferred. Burdens. Burden for souls.
Pardon for nations. Pardon for souls. Passion for God in gospel. Pardon for souls. Pardon for nations. Mirindo. Cause he made to temple. Jesus be Kokwedu. Kozo. Atmosphere already. Something has changed. 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 This room is no longer the same. This room is no longer the same. Something has changed. Something has changed. Biko kwe koso. Anu ombanye ringkoso. For your glory, leave them. Use these ones. Liver. Use these ones for your glory. Raise these ones mighty upon the earth. The seed of the righteous is blessed. and it shall be mighty upon the earth. We speak this over you. May you find this fire early. Just give him praise. We can't recover from tonight. Many of you have never had this kind of experience before. That's why he started the fire. Be close this way. Just yield to the Holy Ghost wherever you are. However you deem fit. Pray if you want to pray. Laugh if you want to laugh. Rejoice. Just yield to the Holy Ghost. Just yield to the Holy Ghost wherever you are. However you want. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Just yield to the Holy Ghost. Dance if you want to dance. Pray if you want to pray. Miring gozi le tu tendo. Biko kweno so. Suppose your man, you should be walking miracles. You know it. The earlier things you saw in your walk with God were just signs. You should be walking miracles. You should be. And something is rising. It will first come as a strong desire. Strong desire. It will bet other things. Hear that came out of my face. Lagos Church, lift your hands. Lagos Church, lift your hands. I saw Lagos blanketed with the Holy Ghost, with miracles, supernatural demonstrations. And so from the leader to every other person in that room now, may the hand of God rest upon you. Let there be eruptions. Let fire burn. Let hands burn. Everywhere. Over that room. Strong presence of Jesus. There are visions some of you are having in that room over there. There's one of you that is going to have a vision of Jesus very shortly now. Even after this meeting, just like it will be hard to get you recovered.
Bikokwe kozo. Anu om banyere ngozi ngozi nenye ora nefu biri ngozi ne tudendu.
The days of a prophetic ministry are starting. It's rushing. May your ears open, your eyes open, your spirit open up much more now. Much more now.
Miracles day to day. Nambiko kwe.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We want to lift our hands in this place tonight. You see the atmosphere? You see the atmosphere? That's how it is. That's what it's meant to be. Take a portion of it to your streets. Take a portion of it to your house. Take a portion of it to your school. Take a portion of it to your office. Until the kingdoms of this world be called the kingdom of our God and of His Christ.
take a portion of it. Do you understand me? Take a portion of it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hearing God's day to pin.
Pick up.
Pick up. Kozo.
Pick up. The Lord is also giving you a miracle. I see the Lord giving you a miracle. A miracle. That miracle you desire. I just saw it rest upon you now.
Kinenye horanefu. Nearing God's little tendu. Jesus be gogwe gozo.
It's time for miracles. You have a part of your body that is missing. You have a body part shorter than the other. You have a part of your body. It's time now. Miracles are about to break out here. You have a part of your body missing. You have a damaged kidney, a damaged lung. Anything like that. A damaged, anything like that. Your finger is broken. Anything like that. Just lift your hands wherever you are. Miracles are here now. Miracles are here. Miracles are here. You're expecting an appointment. Miracles are here. You're expecting a job. Miracles are here. You're expecting something. I just saw it open up in this place. Contracts. Deals being sealed. I saw it open up in this place. Deals being sealed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Who wants to work a miracle? Who wants to work a miracle? Come. Minister to this lady. Take a minister to find out what the issue is. Find out. Take her, find her, Mr. Tua. Every issue with every infirmity in this place, we bring an end to it in the name of Jesus. Let broken bones be mended. Let damaged lungs be fixed. Let fibroid disappear. Let migraine be gone. Let chest related issues be gone. Let cancer be gone. Let lumps in the breast be gone. Let base ulcers disappear. Every sickness that has a name under the earth, we check you out of this building now. In the name of Jesus. I'll take your testimonies tomorrow. Because it is not about to happen. It has happened. It has happened. If I were you, just begin to give Jesus praise. People that have settled with the Lord and you have a travel plan. Travel plans. I saw it being hastened up in the spirit. You want to travel to UK, US, Canada, Australia, wherever. I saw it being hastened up in the spirit. Say, what do I do? Start dancing. Can we give Jesus praise? Listen. Some of you that road jam that you've not seen your results. That are telling stories. I don't care what they've said. That result will show up this month. And it's showing up perfect. Policies will be made this month that will make it happen. If you are like that here, or you know anybody like that, tell them this is what has been said. And you go stay with it. God will do it. He has not failed. He has not failed. You say, why will it happen? Because to subvert a man in his own course, the Lord does not approve of it. He doesn't. So God will do it. God's word has gone forth. You stay with it. You see it happen. Are we excited this evening? Service is 8 a.m.
Kinenye ora defu Mirin kozi ne tu tendo Eze biko kwe koso.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll do one last thing before we go. You're going to forget about yourself and just rejoice in the Holy Ghost.
Location.
Like Ayegutegana, we have the land now, so we are going to dance a little more without any song. Itere wago, itere wada.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Without 1,000 naira for it. And the Lord came through. This way we are dancing, we will dance tomorrow. And by November, we'll be dancing right inside the building. Listen. If you are new here, you will think we're making possible statements. And you think you've set aside 100 million. Nothing has been set aside. At least in the physical. Do you understand? But once we start building, which is this month, it will not stop until we enter. Now, so we dey run now. You know the currency. 5-letter words. Give it to me. F.
Millions from nothing.
Do you even know where we're coming from? Do you have enough know where we're coming from? Let's not get emotional, man. We'll get emotional in November. We will cry and some assault inside us. We vetted it. It came. Later, we needed 200,000. We vetted it. It came. We needed 400,000 for venue. We vetted it. It came. We needed to pay 2.something million for this venue. We put our faith on it. It came. Well, we need money in tens of millions. We put our faith on. You know what it tells you? Whatever you are trusting God for, we still come. Do you understand? By the time we are done with this project, If you hear 100 million, your heart will not skip. I'm telling you, you hear 100 million, your heart will not skip. It will not skip. You know, we are on a journey. And I'm happy we are all going on the journey together. You understand? Before our eyes. I know you've read of Solomon's temple being built. You will experience such miracles. We will give and give and have to the point that I will come and announce, please stop giving. We have enough. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Because it means millions are about to enter your hands. No, that's what it means. We've never announced this on social media. So no external giving from anywhere whatsoever. And this one, until the Lord has not told, I thought if God does not tell me that kind of thing, he tells me, I'll be so shocked. The only thing people will hear is there is the building. Do you understand the point? He says, sir, but you have big plans that you have. Let God bless my people. Let them bring it. I say, you will sign 100 million. One of these days. I know you are not there yet, but don't worry. We are on a journey. How many of you have been here for up to 3 years? Do you remember your first giving here? How much was your first giving? You know, was it Nana that was talking about? Where's Nana? How she made commitment of 1,000 naira. And she was paying 50 naira to start normal, 50 naira, 200 naira. So you're actually on a journey. Your life is working. Let me even tell you, the way the world is, and I don't know why God is trying to say this, where we are now, there is actually nothing now to envy about the world. Is it the ego or the madness? Like, what is there to envy about the world? There's nothing to envy. Is it money? You can't tell us about money now. We've seen enough. And much more is coming.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer requests, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.